Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. It's really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you. Are you ready to fly? Are you ready to fly? Do you believe that the gospel of Jesus offers you hope? Do you believe that the gospel of Jesus offers you hope in your life? Offers you a future? Then you came to the right ministry. You came to hear good news about Jesus Christ. Today's message is you can't bankrupt a child of the King. You can't bankrupt a child of the King. Even though there's a lot of things going on around the world. You got the financial crisis. The $700 billion bailout plan. And I know the whole world is worried that we're in a down spiral of a financial crisis. But let me tell you that we serve a God. Even though the world might be in an economical crisis and banks might become bankrupt, homes might become foreclosed on. Come on, somebody. I gotta tell you for the Christian today that you can't bankrupt a Christian. You can't bankrupt a child of the King. Come on, somebody. Don't you know that we serve a God that creates something out of nothing? He's a God that creates something out of nothing. Come on, somebody. Are you believing God for something today that seems impossible? Well, we serve a great and a mighty God, and He can create something out of nothing in your life. He can create something out of nothing in your life. He can make a way when there seems to be no way. Genesis, the book of Genesis, tells us that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. But before He spoke the world into existence, it was formless and void. And if God can make the world out of nothing, He can take the empty places of your life. He can take the empty places of your life and create something beautiful out of it too. He can speak light into the darkest hour. He can speak light in the darkest hour of your life. He can take your formless dreams and give them shape. He can resurrect your dormant gifts and talents. He can make your crooked places straight. Remember, you are created in the image of the Almighty God. There's power in your words, and there's power when you're in agreement with Him. Start believing what God says about your situation, not what man. Let's speak life today into your broken dreams. Let's stay with an attitude that Jesus Christ offers hope. Let's believe that Jesus Christ can take something dark in your life and breathe light into it. And as you do that, God will take you to places that you would never even imagine to dream. And God would want you to live in victory. So in a time where we're in a financial crisis, I want to tell you that the world cannot bankrupt a child of God. The world cannot bankrupt a Christian. Hear me and hear me today. Even though the federal government has offered a $700 billion bailout plan to bail you out, I'm trying to tell you something, that only God and God alone is going to be able to bail you out. We put too much trust in our governments. We put too much trust. I want to tell you today, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, the earth was formless and void. And God said, "Let there be light." Let there be light. Do we not serve a God that creates something out of nothing? In 2 Kings 4, chapter 1 through 7, the wife of a man from the company of a prophet cried out to Elijah, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take his two boys and his slaves. Elijah replied to this woman, this widow, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said.
"I have nothing except a little oil."
How many of you today might be considering, thinking that you have nothing? You're about to lose your home. Come on, somebody. You might be in a financial crisis. You might have a relationship crisis. And you today would stand before the Almighty and God and say, "I have nothing except a little oil," she said. Elijah says, "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut your door behind you and your sons and pour oil into those jars until each one is filled up, and put them on one side of your house until they're filled up." Come on, somebody. She went out and gathered empty jars, and even though she had little, God made it plenty. And when all the jars were full, she said to her sons, "Bring me another one." But he replied, "There's not a jar left. They're all filled up." God is a God that creates something out of nothing in your life. The dark places in your heart, the dark places in your mind, God wants to fill it with light. Can I get an amen and an amen today? God wants to fill your life with the light of Jesus. God wants you to shine. And I'm telling the world today, and I'm telling all those fear mongers, and I'm telling all those that want to make you afraid, that you ain't gonna bankrupt a Christian. You ain't gonna bankrupt a child of the King. The Bible is very clear, and even though you go through some impossible times, and even though you go through some hardships, that you cannot be bankrupt. Come on, somebody. And can I get an amen to that? That God is not going to be, that God is going to have victory in your life. Do you believe that today? So the woman sold all the oil that she had to pay her debts. God is a God that takes nothing to make something. Exodus 17:6, "Behold, I will stand before thee there upon a rock of Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink." And even though the Israelites was in the dry desert, and they were thirsty, and God said, "Speak to the rock," and even though Moses hit the rock, water came out of the rock, which defies all physics. I don't care what's going on in your life. It might defy all physics. It might defy the culture of today. But God is a God to create something out of nothing. Come on, somebody. Some of you today, you've been looking at reason. You've been looking too much at logic. You've been watching the news a little too much. But I'm here to tell you that God's going to create something out of nothing in your life. You might think you don't have enough money to do that. You might believe that you're not strong enough to do that, but God's going to create something out of nothing in your life. Can I get an amen and an amen today? Numbers 20, chapter 20, verse 8. "Take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so that thou give the congregation and their animals something to drink." Are you ready today? Are you ready for God to take something out of nothing in your life? You are not against the wall. You are not so far out there that you can't recover, that God can't bring you to another place of your life. You can't get to that point where you can't stop believing, because we serve a God of hope. We serve a God that can still do things. We serve a God that can still heal. We serve a God that can still bring hope. Come on, somebody! You watch too much of the news. You watch too much trust in the government officials. God is the same yesterday, today, and in the future. And we serve a mighty, mighty God that can bring water out of the rock. Do you still believe me today? Are you ready to get out of bed today? Are you ready to believe that there is a God today? Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. We see in the Gospels of Luke chapter 9, Matthew chapter 15, Mark chapter 7, the feeding of the 5,000, the feeding of the 4,000. Oh Lord, how are we supposed to feed all these people? We only have 5 loaves, 2 5 fish, 2 loaves of bread. We don't have hardly anything. How are we going to multiply this? And God said, just start on faith. And God will continue to take something out of nothing. The very little fish, the very little bread. And it multiplied, and it multiplied, and it multiplied. And God took the fish, He took the bread, and He fed the whole 5,000. Come on, somebody. They had nothing. God is a God that creates something out of nothing. Come on, somebody. Stop looking at the little that you have and start looking at the big God that you have. God is able to take something out of nothing in your life. He's able to breathe light into the dark places of your heart. Come on, somebody. Listen to me and listen to me good. Some of you are so stuck in religion that you can't get out. You're bound by the religious demon of today. But I'm here to tell you today that God can take something out of nothing. Come on, somebody. Are you ready to listen? And to listen to me good. Everybody, I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 17, verse 24 through 27. Let's go to verse 25. He said, yes. And when he came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first, saying, what do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth collect customs or taxes? From their sons or from their strangers? Then Peter said, from strangers, Jesus said to him. Then the sons are exempt. Is that not right? Then the sons are exempt. The Greek word of exempt means eleutheros. Eleutheros. Which means freeborn. The sons are exempt. Listen to me and listen to me good. The Greek word means freeborn. In a civil sense, one who is not a slave. Of one who ceases to be a slave. Freed. Free, exempt, unrestrained. Not bound by an obligation. In an ethical sense, free from the yoke of the Mosaic Law. He's at liberty. He's free. A free man. A free woman. Come on, somebody. Listen what the Lord says. Even though that we might be in a financial crisis today, God said the sons are exempt. Come on, somebody. The sons are exempt. Are you a son and a child of God today? I'm here to give you good news that the sons are exempt. The sons are free born. Come on, somebody. You ain't gonna bankrupt a child of the King. You ain't gonna bankrupt a true Christian. You ain't gonna bankrupt, come on, somebody, a follower of Jesus Christ. You ain't gonna bankrupt Come on, somebody. The sons are exempt. Oh, I know that you're hearing me today, that God is able to create something out of nothing. Even though you might be in a depression of your life, that God is able to take something out of nothing. God is able to heal. God is able to raise the dead. God is able to fill the nets. Oh, come on, somebody. Peter, when he cast those nets, they came up with nothing. Jesus said, go cast your net one more time. And those nets were filled. Listen to me and listen to me good. Are you ready to have your nets filled by Jesus? Are you ready to have light in your life? Come on, somebody. You gotta stop trusting in government officials. You gotta stop trusting in the preacher. Come on, somebody. You gotta stop trusting in other folk. You gotta start trusting in Jesus and Jesus alone. He said that the sons of the King are exempt. Come on, somebody. The Jesus said, I will make a way where there seems to be no way in a difficult time, in a difficult situation. Are you ready to believe that today, that God is able to make a way in a difficult situation as He created the light out of darkness? Oh, I feel like preaching today. God is able to take the light out of darkness. Hey, I want to walk in the light of God. I want to believe that there's hope. I don't care. You want to focus on all the negativity, but I want to focus on God. You want to focus on the doom and gloom, but I want to focus on Jesus. You want to focus on the why not, but I want to focus on why I can. And I'm telling you, if you follow Jesus Christ and accept Him as your personal Savior today, all I know is that He can say that you can. You can have the victory. You are exempt. You are a child of God. I need somebody to stand up with me and say amen today. I need somebody to stand up with me and say hallelujah today. Are you ready to say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Are you ready to fly?